So we're continuing to go through the Yira Kadosh, different midos and different inyanim he goes through. So now up to a section entitled Eretz Yisrael. We're not doing every piece, but just important piece. They're all important, but ones we could really walk away with something. And he writes, he quotes from his son-in-law. The son-in-law is quoting from his father-in-law from the Yira Kadosh of Moshe Milelov. He quoted the following idea by Eretz Yisrael. He says, "B'chutz laretz tuchal lachol rak hatzlacha." There's something called hatzlacha, and there's something called bracha. Chaim is known to give the bracha hatzlacha. Buhu. What's the difference between bracha and hatzlacha? So he says, in chutz laretz there's hatzlacha, but which means al pi derech hateva, a person who matzliach in anything, if he puts his ishtalus in, a person can matzliach in business, in sports, in anything. But lo bracha, there's no bracha in chutz laretz, because bracha is something that's lamala min hateva. Chutz laretz only works within teva, so tzlacha is chutz laretz, but there's no bracha that exists in chutz laretz. But be'eretz hakodesh, tu chalachul gam bracha, Eretz Yisrael, not only is there tzlacha, but there's also bracha. Shelo al pi derech hateva. Eretz Yisrael, which is a supernatural place, a supernatural land full of kedusha and tara. So there's such a thing as bracha. Bracha exists. V'hosif al kach b'shem aviv. And then after, Rav Moshe Milelov quotes from his shver, the Yira Kadosh, and he quotes from his father, Rav David Lelover, that the gam b'chutz laretz tu chalachul bracha, it's not true. Mikra din, the default is that there's no bracha in chutz laretz. But there's a way, his father said, you could even create bracha b'chutz laretz. And how is that? Hainu mekadesh atmo milamata milamala. Somehow, if a person's mekadesh himself from below and above as well, we'll explain that. V'afil dal amal shelo b'kedusha v'tara. Person's able to sanctify everything in his dal amos, everything that he's around, his house, his property, his family. So if you elevate somehow your way of living, even in chutz laretz, azai tuachol bracha b'nechasav afilu b'chutz laretz. So then there could be a bracha. There could be a bracha also even in chutz laretz. Because in essence, he said that when a person lives a certain way in chutz laretz, you can make that what he calls bechinas Eretz Yisrael. We were in the coffee room before, and you told me that you were in Eretz Yisrael. And nothing like it. So how was the woodmere? I said it was Bechinas Eretz Yisrael. Bechinas Eretz Yisrael in Esh Kodesh. You can make a Bechinas Eretz Yisrael even though it's not Eretz Yisrael. The Boston Rebbe, of course, lived in Boston. His children, each one was special, are special each in their own right. And they once asked him how he's able to raise such children in America, in Boston. He said he raised them in Eretz Yisrael. They weren't in Eretz Yisrael, but his base medrash in Boston was a Bechinas Eretz Yisrael. You could create such a place that's Bechinas Eretz Yisrael. You know, it's the Svardim and Ashkenazim have such a chiluk as well. The Svardim in Chutz Laretz is also, they live a life of Bechinas Eretz Yisrael. They speak Lashon Kodesh. That's how they often, many of them speak in such a way. And they have Brichas Kohanim. There's a certain Bechinas Eretz Yisrael that exists in Chutz Laretz that the Svardim have. They're always giving brachas all the time. The Bechina, they're mamish an overflow of the shef and bracha from Eretz Yisrael. Ashkenazim, we're Bechina's chutz laretz. So we have to work a little bit harder to make our lives into a Bechina's Eretz Yisrael. So Yontif is a shtickle Bechina's Eretz Yisrael. We start saying brachas kohanim around Yontif. But if David Lelover tells us that you're able to turn chutz laretz into Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't become Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't mean we have to stay here for the rest of our lives and stay here for the rest of eternity. It means that we could have a bechina of Eretz Yisrael with the hopes to eventually move to Eretz Yisrael. And then he has a beautiful pshat, reading the pesukim so nicely. He says we're a little farther away. We're on the beginning of Bereishis, but towards the end of Bereishis by Yosef in Mitzrayim. And Yosef went down to Mitzrayim, and Potiphar, Sris Paro, bought him as an Eved. Vahi Hashem es Yosef. Hashem was with Yosef at Tzadik v'ish matzliach. And he was a man full of great success. Vayhi bebeis Adonav haMitzri, vayimatza Yosef chayin beinav, and he found favor in the eyes of his master. And then the pasuk says, vayifkideu al beiso, and he pointed Yosef a tzaddik over his entire household. Vayimaz hifkides boso also bebeiso, he gave him everything, all his property. Vayivarech Hashem es beis haMitzri, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed the house of the Mitzri beglal Yosef. Vayibirchas Hashem echol asher yesh lo bebeis ubesadin, everything was full of bracha. So he points out initially it said lashon hatzlacha that v'hayi Hashem es Yosef v'hayi ish matzliach, and then something changed. It turns to v'hayi bracha birchas Hashem v'yivarach Hashem. What changed from the hatzlacha to the bracha? And this is what he writes: mitchila, initially Yosef, when he went down to Mitzrayim, he only had a life of hatzlacha because he was in Mitzrayim. His chutz la'aretz. Chutz la'aretz is always a place of only teva, place of hatzlacha. Ein yicholos lishos ba habracha. There can't be any bracha in chutz la'aretz. Uchshira donav shashem ito, and his master Potivar saw that there's something special, unique about this great tzaddik Yosef. Matzliach biyado, everything he did, everything he touched turned to gold. But he was still bothered. Tama ba'atzmo, if he's so special, maduli ish kadosh kazeh, such a special person. He saw there was hatzlacha, but it lacked bracha. Hatzlacha means that everything works mathematically, science, everything makes sense. You invest the money, and 10% growth in the bonds or 3% in the banks, wherever everything is, that's hatzlacha, that's not bracha. Bracha means when things explode. Your business, it increases so much without any comprehension of how that happened. Incredible mazel. So he saw hatzlacha, but he didn't see the bracha. So he understood somehow that the master was the one, Potiphar was the one preventing the bracha from being chal. Because Potiphar owned the nechasim. And there was a certain meniyah from the Adam Potiphar. So what did he do? The psukim are very meduric now. He handed everything over to Yosef. Now Yosef has bailus over the whole house of Beis Mitzri, and then the bracha is able to be chal. Yosef was able to somehow turn where he lived, what he touched, what he owned, into Bechinas Eretz Yisrael. And the starting point of that is to how a person knows that he could change from Hatzlacha to Bracha, I think is found in a Kedushas Levi. I was looking at something else and I came across this in my notes, this Kedushas Levi. And last night I shared Ketaniya Mana Pshat, the Ketaniya Mana that Noach believed in all the Ketanim around him and believed in the entire world, but he's a whole other Pshat. What's the understanding of Ketaniya Amana? He starts out by saying in the beginning of the parasha, it's Kedai to read through this Kedusha Levi. You don't have one here, but we should get one soon. And he says that there are two types of tzaddikim. There's one tzaddik who serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his slavus gado hulatzmo. Incredible fire, bren. And ve'enu makarif harishoyim liyosam gam kein me'ovdim habar Baruch Hu. He has a very, very small, narrow view of life. It's his own life. And he's not concerned with the Rishon around him. Doesn't try to be Makari of them. That's one type of tzaddik. V'yesh tzaddik echad she'oved habori. There's another type of tzaddik who serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'machzi ha'Rishon. And he brings the Rishon back. Leos gam kein me'ov de habori. To bring them back to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kamo Avram Avinu, Megaya Gerim. That he was Megaya many, many people. And he brings from the Arizal on the Parsha that Noach was punished for this. Al Shelo Hayamochiach HaRisham. He didn't say a thing to this generation. And he had to come back as a Gilgul of Moshe. Fine. And he goes on to bring many, many rayas, the chiluk between Avram and Noach. That Noach was just, his whole toldos was just his children. Elo toldos Noach. He's very limited. He just had his three sons, nothing more than that. Avram doesn't say Elo toldos. It doesn't limit Avram's offspring, because Avram had all these followers of his. And that's what it means, as Elokim Hisalech Noach. Noach walked with Hashem, he walked only with Hashem. Rak as Elokim Mishalech Noach, but he didn't walk with anybody else. He didn't concern himself with anybody else. He just had his three children and that was it. So this is what he writes. he first asks the question, what does it mean, Noach's Tani Amana, that he was of the smallest people who believed in Hashem? Of course he believed in Hashem. He spent 120 years building the Teva. And the Torah tells us, Noach ish tzadik tam haya b'dor Yosef. And Stami asks another question, why didn't Noach daven for the Gzeirat Ibata? Why didn't he daven that Hashem, we don't see anywhere that he davened to stop the Mabul. He knew the Mabul was coming. Why didn't he daven that shouldn't be? So he says there are another two types of tzaddikim as well. There's one tzaddik who serves Hashem, and he believes that not only is he serving Hashem, but he believes mamin sheyesh lo koach bel yonim. There's a strength, there's a power in the yonim that he has. Lahaning ha'olamos kritzono. The tzaddik is Moshe b'yiram elokim, b'yiras elokim. The tzaddik, the pasuk says, he controls the world. The tzaddik is a tzaddik that believes in himself. That's one type of tzaddik who could daven to Hashem. Avraham Avinu daven about Sdom Amora. He wasn't answered for other reasons, but he davened. He tried at least. But there's another type of tzaddik that serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's a great tzaddik, but who shuffle be'enei atzmo ma'od. He's a great tzaddik. He's a Yerushalayim. He follows the Torah, follows the mitzvahs, but he doesn't believe in himself. He doesn't see himself as a great person. He doesn't see himself as a person who could daven, who am I to daven to Hashem? V'choshev l'belibo mi ani she'es palavata gzeir, who am I to daven to Hashem that the Mabul shouldn't be? Therefore, he didn't daven. He said, between that, this is going to work. Hashem, he decreed there's going to be a Mabul the entire world. What is one person like myself going to do to Mevatel Gzeir? It won't work, so why even try? So that's what he writes. Noach gam shehaya tzadik gadol, the Talmud. He was a great tzadik. He was very, very pure. But he had katam be'enav mod. He was very small in his own eyes. L'hoya lo emuna ba'atzo. He didn't trust in himself. That's what it means in Rashi. He didn't believe that he was a tzaddik who was moshel v'yachal avatel gzeira. He didn't think he had the capability of knocking out this gzeira. Adar abo hayachoshev be'enav kishardor. He thought it was like anybody else in the generation. Choshev im ani yanitza b'teva ani ain't a tzaddik. Why am I being saved? I don't understand. He didn't understand. He was such a great anav, but he was too much of an anav that he thought he was a nothing. For that reason, he didn't doubt. It doesn't explain what it means mamin v'enav mamin. But I think that means in Rashi, Mam Veina Mamin Mabul Yavo means that he wasn't sure. He was like mistopic whether it's going to happen or not. It might happen, it might not happen, but he wasn't trying to end it. He wasn't trying to daven because he was a katan in his eyes. The way a person could build a Bechina Varet Yisrael in Chutz Laretz, like we spoke about in the Yidur Kadosh, is believing that he's able to do so. That believing that things you do in this world actually have effect. Believing that what you do when you daven, you listen to, when you learn, when you do chesed, it actually means something. We spoke the other night about saying something nice to your friend. It means something. The ability that we have, we're not tzaddikim, but our tefillahs are still listened to. And when we do mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he counts those zechuyos, and it has some effect. So it's really about believing in yourself, what you're capable of doing. And, you know, I'm reminded about a Maisa by Trank. This past Tisha B'Av, I shared a Maisa. Well, I'll do a different Maisa for you. And Rosenfeld was at the Tisha B'Av in Eish Kodesh. This past year, but I don't think you were there 2 years ago. All right? You were not there 2 years ago. Okay, good. Unless you listened to it, but Shlomo was there, I assume. So the Maisa of Trank, if you read in the book, this was in the introduction to the book. Again, those who didn't read it certainly should. Those who did should read it again. It's great about how to be a Rebbe, how to be a father, how to be a friend, everything. It's about being a human being. That's how you become an Adam Gadol. You want to read Rabbi Trank's book. That's how you become an Adam Gadol. So this is an incredible Maisa. So it was in camp. Doesn't say the camp. Doesn't say the details of it, for obvious reasons, as we'll see. It was from camp, and a Shabbos afternoon, and one of the boys walks into the bunk and flips on the light, and flips the light off, and everybody was in complete shock what was going on, and the boy just laughed and walked out. again, very religious camp. This was completely unexpected. These types of things don't happen in this camp. So they sent him to the head counselor. And the head counselor said, "I want to speak to you on Matzah Shabbos. They're having a special speaker. And after the speaker, I want you to come to my office." He was not very happy with the boy. And that Matzah Shabbos, they had a speaker. And the speaker was, I think within the Shloshim, if not, it was near the Ptira of David Trank. And he felt that he wanted to speak about Rabbi Trank. Even though Rabbi Trank had nothing to do with this camp, the camp had no shaykhs then, but he thought he was such an impactful personality, there were a lot of messages to teach. So he gave a whole hesped about Rabbi Trank in this camp. And those who don't know, who didn't read the biography, Rabbi Trank's whole life was to raise up every single Talmud. He started a yeshiva and didn't have the Talmidim who were in the mainstream yeshivas, had difficulty in staying in other yeshivas, and every boy wanted to build up. One of the stories that Rabbi Rosenfeld liked, I mentioned this past Tisha B'Av, was that Rabbi Trank, there was one Hasidish boy who didn't know how to play basketball. He felt very left out. So Rabbi Trank would take him to the court and teach him how to play, and teach him the rules, and teach him how to play, and how to pass, and how to shoot. And there's another ma'aseh they say in the book, that they were learning Kedushin, and they were doing the Kinyan Hagbah, and they're lifting up an elephant, or jumping up the elephant, whatever the Kinyan Hagbah is, and lifting something up to be koneh. And then he stopped him, and he said, "Do you hear that? You could pick something up, and you could acquire. You could lift up a boy, you could lift up a Talmud, you could make him into an Adam Gadol by making him feel good and proud about himself." That's what it means to be Magbiah someone. So that was the essence of the speech, how he believed in every single person. Speech is over, back to the camp. Matzah Shabbos, the boy goes to the front office, and he's expecting to be kicked out of camp, of course. And the head counselor is trying to think. He just heard a beautiful, incredible drasha shmooze about Rabbi Trank. He never met the guy before, met the rabbi in his life, but he was inspired by him. And he started to think, what would Rabbi Trank do in this situation? How would he have responded to such a boy? He's trying to imagine what it's like to be Rabbi Trank. The boy walks in, and he says to the boy, "You know why you're here, right?" He says, "Yeah, I know why I'm here." And he says to the boy, I assume you turned on the light by accident, right?" The boy said, "Oh yeah, exactly, I turned it on by accident." "And I assume you laughed just because you were uncomfortable and embarrassed. That's why you laughed, probably, right?" He said, "Exactly, that's 100%, that's exactly what my mindset was." "Okay, perfect, okay, great. You're good to go back to camp, go back to the bunk." And the boy was so relieved. And he turns around, is about to walk out. Right before he steps out of the office, he looks back at the head counselor and says, "You think the two of us could have a chavrusa on Hilchos Shabbos?" He says, "Certainly." See, that moment, you know, could have went so different. I don't know what happened to this boy, but that boy could have been sent home and that would have been it for him, maybe. And because he had this mindset of Rabbi Trank and he believed in the boy, people mess up in life, we all mess up in life, but it doesn't mean life has to be messed up. And we need others to believe in us and we need to believe in ourselves. Because Berditchever says that Ketani Amana means that Noach didn't believe in himself. He didn't believe he was such a tzaddik. Didn't believe he could mivata the gzeira. But the lesson we learn is that we have to believe in ourselves, and that's how we accomplish great things. The Baruch Hashem is a nice start the first couple of days of the Zman. And we have a Baruch Hashem many, many months ahead of us of steiging. But in addition to the steiging and believing our steiging, part of this yeshiva also is to build ourselves up in terms of how we feel about ourselves, how others feel. And we should continue to grow together. And we should be zocha that we're not just living in Boca and Bechinas Eretz Yisrael, but we should be zocha we eventually move to Eretz Yisrael, the real Eretz Yisrael, the real Kedusha, with the Gula Shlema Ba'amitas, Meher Amen, Amen V'Amen.